Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to She Doesn't Break Women's Mental Armor. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to dish out some real talk about navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving deep into something that's close to my heart, practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. Ever notice how you're often way harder on yourself than anyone else? I get it. We all have those moments where we fall short, make mistakes, or just plain feel like a hot mess. But here's the thing, self-compassion isn't about being soft on yourself, it's about being understanding and accepting, even when things aren't perfect. Think of it as giving yourself a virtual hug after a tough day, you know? A warm, reassuring reminder that you're doing your best and that's enough. Now, I'm not saying we should throw out all our standards and goals. But learning to treat ourselves with kindness can be game-changing. It helps us bounce back from setbacks faster, reduces stress and anxiety, and fosters a sense of inner peace. Here are 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate more self-compassion in your daily life. 1. Recognize your inner critic. We all have that little voice in our heads that's constantly judging and criticizing us. The first step to practicing self-compassion is becoming aware of this inner critic and learning to challenge its negativity. When you catch yourself thinking harshly, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not, right? 2. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help us break free from negative thought patterns. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Just like noticing the colors of a sunset or the sounds of birds chirping, become aware of your inner landscape without getting swept away by it. 3. Treat yourself like you treat a friend. Imagine a close friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you judge them harshly or offer words of support and encouragement? Be kind to yourself in the same way. Remember, you deserve compassion just as much as anyone else. 4. Acknowledge your imperfections. We're all human, and that means we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, view them as learning opportunities. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's about showing up for yourself even when things get tough. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, take time to acknowledge your accomplishments and celebrate your successes. This could be anything from finishing a challenging project to simply making it through a difficult day. Recognizing your strengths and celebrating your progress can boost your self-esteem and motivation. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's been working tirelessly on a big project for weeks. She's putting her heart and soul into every detail, but she's also feeling the pressure. Deadlines loom, client feedback is mixed, and suddenly Sarah starts to doubt herself. She catches herself thinking things like, I'm not good enough, or this project is a disaster. Sound familiar? This inner critic is whispering negativity, chipping away at her confidence. But then, Sarah takes a deep breath. She reminds herself that she's talented and capable, and that this project isn't about perfection, it's about growth and learning. She starts practicing self-compassion. She acknowledges the stress she's feeling and allows herself to take breaks when needed. She focuses on celebrating small victories along the way, reminding herself of her strengths and past successes. And you know what? By treating herself with kindness, Sarah manages to push through the challenges and deliver a fantastic project. Self-compassion isn't about being a pushover, it's about showing up for yourself with love and understanding, even when things get tough. It's about recognizing your worth and giving yourself the grace you deserve. Remember, beautiful people, you are strong, capable, and worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Ready to put these takeaways into action? Share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of self-compassion. Leave a review letting me know your thoughts or share your own story of practicing self-kindness in the comments. And remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.